Welcome to the Home Study course sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled Post-Holiday Letdown and Depression. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is Catherine Appleton, and I'll be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of the course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., dealing with post-holiday depression. As each case study is given, if the concept seems to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content-dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content, either for your own purposes or, if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce this CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc., as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable, thus we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. Each of the questions that is included on this CD set is reprinted in your answer booklet. These questions are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of these questions, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint, after you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Each of the answers is only used once. Keep in mind there is nothing trick or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the plane of this CD set. For the purposes of brevity, most generally I will use the term therapist or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situation. When you hear the word therapist, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapist cognitively set you off track from hearing the content, because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is most meaningful to you in your work setting. The remainder of this track and the rest of the tracks on this CD set are intended for the client education portion of your treatment session. Thus, this CD set is written in the contents of the client education portion of a session you might have with your client who is experiencing symptoms of letdown or depression. Since the purpose of this CD set is to be used as a template for a client session, you might consider playing a track during a group or individual session. Also, as indicated earlier, permission is granted to reproduce this CD. You might consider providing a CD to a client or sharing this with a colleague for their use with a client. So let's get started. On this CD set, we will discuss the following topics related to holiday letdown and depression: happiness, forgiveness, gifts of the present, pauses between the pearls, your anxious self versus your core self, negative thoughts, daily post-holiday humdrum, living and learning, releasing and sleeping, and money, arguing, and peace. And deck the halls, peace on earth, goodwill to men, joy to the world. How often do you hear those phrases repeated at holiday times? But how joyous are the holidays truly for you? The remainder of this track deals with how your perceptions of the world defines joy and happiness in your life. Think for a moment, and this may be a stretch, and I'll repeat this sentence twice. Your mind is already happy until you make it otherwise. I'll repeat that. Your mind is already happy until you make it otherwise. Think about this statement. There is nothing neither good nor bad, but your thinking makes it so. What does that mean to you at the end of this holiday season? Are you confused right now? Think of an incident with a relative, friend, acquaintance, work associate over this past holiday season that has been less than a desirable outcome. Is it your thoughts or evaluation of the circumstances that actually made it good or bad? Isn't it a relief to know that your perception of a situation, or in short, the way you are thinking, coats your world, so to speak, which creates your reality? If you have never thought about this before, the idea that your perception creates your reality may come as quite a shock to you. However, it could be a source of relief because you are well aware that you have little control over what occurs this past holiday season, yet you have complete control over your thinking. Do you agree? But it's not quite that simple, is it? I have concluded the key to happiness is not to merely fill my mind with good or positive thoughts. However, the key is to look at my thoughts, which coat my reality. Here's something else you may have never thought of. Your world, holidays included, has surprisingly little effect on your happiness until you coat your world with your thoughts and assign a meaning to what happened to you. Disagree? Let me prove my point. Think about a gift you really wanted to give to someone this past Christmas season, and it didn't turn out exactly the way you'd planned. Maybe your 9-year-old daughter turned up her nose at the sweater that wasn't in the exact color that is popular with all of her friends. Or maybe you were hoping you could buy an electric bed for your disabled mother, but had to opt for a poinsettia that fit into your budget better. The facts are the facts. Your daughter did not like the sweater, and your mother did not get the electric bed. But what are your thoughts about these facts? Did you have thoughts like, "Sometimes I really almost hate my daughter for not recognizing the effort that I put into making a nice Christmas for the family"? You end up feeling angry, bitter, and depressed. However, what if your thoughts were this? "I'm just grateful I can provide any gifts at all for my family." Do you see how this shift in perception shifts your mood? What about the electric bed for your disabled mother that you couldn't afford? Instead of getting angry at yourself that you didn't opt for the promotion in another city and could be making more money now to buy that electric bed, what if your thoughts were, "You know, she was perfectly happy with the poinsettia, and actually she never even mentioned that she even wanted an electric bed in the first place. That was my idea." Take a minute to turn the CD player off and think about how your perception or self-talk regarding an event this past holiday season has coated your world. How could you see the situation differently or change your perception? Once an idea is thought, that idea becomes part of your perception and thus becomes part of your reality. In a sense, that thought becomes the eyes through which you see the world. That idea determines what you choose to notice and what you choose to overlook. Your thought itself and not its object provides comfort. Your thought gives support. Your thought gives you hope. Your thought gives you self-confidence. However, obviously, the opposite can also be true. Your thoughts can take away happiness, not give support, take away hope, or destroy self-confidence. Yet this is an extremely difficult insight for most of us, myself included, to actually practice. We simply are not in the habit of looking exclusively at thoughts alone. And so there is a profound tendency to confuse what we see with how we are looking at what we see. Most of us give lip service to the thought that happiness is a state of mind. By lip service, I mean we say it, we understand it, but we do not practice it. So why do most of us fail so thoroughly to change our state of mind to be one of happiness? Could it have something to do with criticism? Is criticism of yourself and others keeping you from being happy? Here is a criticism analysis exercise to try. Think over these 4 thoughts carefully. Thought number 1. All criticism actually attacks the criticizer rather than those being criticized. Thought number two, criticism attacks the criticizer because it destroys your happiness. And number three, somehow, if you feel that criticism of others acts to attack yourself, it appears to threaten your worth as a person. And thought number four, do you have a secret thought that goes something like this? I believe that I am thought more highly of when I see to it that someone else is belittled. Exercise number two. Instead of venting your wrath at someone that should have, would have, could have done something, how about trying the harmless option of beating a pillow, screaming as you drive on the interstate by yourself, going for a walk, or doing other physical things that may release body tension? How about trying to clarify your feelings? These forms of holiday acting out or releasing do not stir up other people and do not perpetuate your cycle of self-criticism and criticism of others. On this track, we discussed how your perception of the world defines joy and happiness in your life, as well as a criticism analysis exercise and venting strategies. On the next track, we will discuss, is forgiving possible? If you are a mental health professional and are taking this course for continuing education credit, or if not, to test your listening skills, here's question one. Your world, holidays included, has surprisingly little effect on your happiness until you do what?